Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Erica and I'm an alcoholic. The question today is, why did we decide to stop drinking? The simple answer for me is that alcohol stopped working. When I started drinking, alcohol made me believe I was cool, confident, fun to be around, and prettier than I'd ever believed sober. It lifted the insecurities I carried and the weight of the world off my shoulders. As I continued drinking, though, the blackouts increased in frequency and bad things started to happen. I stopped being the person I had really wanted to be. By the end of the drinking, I was no longer feeling cool or fun to be around with the help of alcohol. 6 months before I ended up quitting, I'd climbed a tree and fallen out, resulting in snapping my femur in half and breaking my hip. At the request of my dad, I went to weekly alcohol counseling, and they suggested Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, but I declined because I figured I could do it on my own. At that time, my counselor did recommend that I read the Alcoholics Anonymous book, so I went to Barnes & Noble's and I purchased it and put it up on the shelf. Naturally, I wasn't able to stop drinking on my own, and I continued to try to control my drinking for another 6 months. And after a not very exciting night out drinking, but which had ultimately ended in a blackout, I ended up in a 2-day emotional hangover unlike anything I had experienced before. I was full of shame and guilt and self-hatred. I really felt hopeless at that time, and something reminded me about the book on the shelf, so I picked it up and I started to read it. I guess this is what you call a divine intervention, because everything I read resonated with me. The book finally gave me some hope that I didn't ever have to feel the way I was feeling again, and that I could be the person I had always intended to be. But I had previously let alcohol get in the way. What I didn't realize was that I didn't need alcohol to be cool, fun, or confident. I just needed to find that within myself, and coming to meetings and doing the program of Alcoholics Anonymous really has allowed me to find that. And it hasn't been easy, and it's taken a lot of time to really come around to that, but the work has paid off. I am beyond grateful for AA and my higher power giving me the ability to be open and willing to change my old ideas, because today I'm proud of who I am and the things I've accomplished, which was not how I felt while I was still drinking. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.